a messy, messy mess.
Zok the Halo Yatois is the Chaya Bachra Yusuf. Avok av the Hezek Shenu Nikar Loishme Hezek. By the way, just stop. Once everyone was here, the oil mamish got into it, so that's great, but just. Avok av the Hezek Shenu Nikar Loishme Hezek Nira Luri, the high Choshev Hezek Nikar, Shari Nikar, who. Shukilayim Kshiroya Kfonim Besodu Metame Afal Bishiroya Nasheret Salataris. So Tois says, don't think that this is Hezek Sheino Nikar. Because I'm going to define to you and tell you what Hezek Sheino Nikar is. It's like the case of Mitame, like the case in the Gemara and Gittin. We gave the background to the Sugi and Gittin yesterday in Shir about Hezek Sheino Nikar, the Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. And now I'm going to just go forward from that foundation. That Metame is a classic example of Hezek Sheino Nikar, and Hezek Sheino Nikar is only Chayav Vemezid, and is not Chayav Vashoybid. Prektoisvis, don't tell me that this is also a case of Hezek Sheino Nikar, because it's not similar to the case of putting a sheretz onto the fruits and being Metame them. Why not? So Toisvis, because there it's different. Because there, at the time that you put the sheretz on, and you're metame the fruits, you're not really sure that what? That it's actually going to become tame, because it's missing something fundamental. It's missing something fundamental that we spoke about yesterday, Yad Shech Adam. It's missing the Hechsher Atom. So it's Hezek Sheino Nikar by definition. Sheinkin over here is Aptoisus. Here everything's recognizable. Here everything's clear, and therefore this classifies itself as Hezek Nikar. Okay? So Toisus feels the need to distinguish between this and a classic case of Hezek Sheino Nikar. Before we get to the reason why he feels that need to distinguish, which might connect back to the Shoigig Mezid piece, as you guys were already alluding to yesterday in your nonverbal questions. But Biyusai the Sholdover, Rabbi Yisai, I have a problem even with what Taisus says and distinguishes. Is this really true? Is this really accurate? That Kilayim doesn't compare itself to Tumas Sheretz? Because by Kilayim you have everything you need and you're clear that there's going to be Kilayim? Who has a kasha on even the distinction of Taisus? Yes, Sammy. No. Don't tell me some cipher. Just tell me more basic. I need what? In order for it to be kilayim, I need das. So why don't I just say that kilayim is just as, what's the word I'm looking for? Kilayim is just as
unrecognizable.
Yeah, unrecognizable, lacking. That's the word I'm looking for. Lacking as tumas sheretz, potentially, because. Just like the credentials of Tumas Sheretz are not in front of you, so too the credentials of Kilayim are not in front of you. So that is a Moiridik Akasha on our Tosfos. This was asked by all the Gedolei Olam. This was asked by the Maral Diskin, by Reb Chaim Brisker. So I quoted on all the Achronim. I didn't put it on the Maror Mekayemes. So I wanted you guys to think about it yourselves. And some of you actually did chop on to this Yisoid. Fundamentally, the Yisoid of Taisus, in addition to other problems we're going to get to in Taisus, I'm not ignoring you guys, we're going to get back to that Shoigi Mezid piece, but even just to understand and just elaborate on the Taisus, and just translate the Taisus, it doesn't really all add up. So that's the major kasha that I'd like to deal with right now. Is how does Taisus even read straight? How could you even say with a straight face that Tumas Sheretz is different and it's therefore classifies as Hezek Sheino Nikar, because what? You're missing the credentials. So you're very much missing the credentials when it comes to Kilayim as well. Now, anyone starts thinking back. So the truth is that according to the Shita of Taisus and the way we suggested in the old Sugyas, was that Taisus does not hold like the Ramban. Okay, let's go back a little bit, Rabbi Yisai. Shtikl Chazara. Took a Chazara after the Bechina Chazara. Who is the main character that held that Machshava is pivotal when it comes to Kilayim?
Ramban.
The Shita of the Ramban. Shita of the Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi. So we pointed out that Shita Satoisvis seems to be against the Ramban. And that's not the reason why you needed Hasra according to Toisvis. Whereas the Ramban said, and someone stop me if you don't, or not with me, because I'm right now chazering old sugis. Whereas the Ramban said that the Oimrim Loigdor in the Braise is in order to create one of the Yesoidus and the essential entities and ingredients for Kilayim, Taisus had an entirely different pshat on what Oimrim Loigdor was necessary, but rather it was for a totally different reason. Seemingly, Rabbi Isai, we pointed out that according to Taisus, Das was much less relevant when it came to Kilayim. So Rabbi Isai, that would be a great teretz, right? Taisus Shita is that you don't need Das for Kilayim. That is what? Absolutely incorrect for anyone to say that. Vaharaya, you have a Taisus, you were masculine this Yayish. You have Mishnayis in Kilayim. And you know, Taisus says that Yayish is also pivotal when it comes to Kilayim. Taisus says, in Dira Maskel Nisyayish, Dafker Nisyayish, Avaloy Nisyayish, Vaoisi Kol Shol Ligdor, Afal Bishoisi Masayim Mutter, Kedisam Sechis Kilayim, Aroy Yer Karev Karem, Vamer Kshiyagi, Lishalim Alaktenu, Oisi Masayim Mutter, Likshachsha Alaktenu, Oisi Masayim Oser, Amakshu Machazer Acher Likitoso, Afilu Oisi Masayim Mutter, Vatami Shvarish Mishnuchsim, Xeris Akosov, Lysizer Karmachal Kilayim, Dumyu Dizria, Denichale. Axeris Akosov, Taisus says. You need it to be nichale. Rabbi Yitzhak, I don't understand anything right now. I don't understand why we just didn't explode everything that we just built up the entire year in this brisa. Again, we said in Das HaRamban, Das is pivotal. We said in Das HaRamban that the Das is coming to Aser, and that's why you need Omer Lagdar. According to Shita Satoisis, that's not true. Omer Lagdar is for an entirely different reason, and you're learning the wrong sugya. Omer Lagdar is for what? Rabbi Yitzhak, it's for Dina. The garmi, that it's only derabbanan and it's only kanas, and therefore you have to be masrim. Good? But now I have Toisus a second later that says everything against Rabbi Elazar. Everything you told me, you sold me a bag of goods. Achsam Soifer that said it, very nice. So it's a kasher on Rabbi Elazar and the Achsam Soifer that there's kilayim even with that. What are you talking about? Toisus holds you need das. Toisus holds it's exeris hakosav, it's a daraisa. Isn't he exactly in the camp of the Ramban? Does everyone hear what I'm asking before you answer, Rabbi Isai? Does everyone bother why I'm saying, Jeremy, you're not with me? Everyone bothered? Is this bothersome? This is probably even more bothersome than the sickness that you have. I don't know, Yishlachkor. I can't really say. Chevra, what's going on over here? Benny, does this bother you?
I'm very bothered.
Vara, this is horrible. Yeah, Jeremy. You answering or you're...
I'll wait.
Yeah. No, but I want to hear if someone's not with me, because I need everyone, Rabbi Yisai. I need you all here with me. Is anyone not with me? Does anyone... Here, I'm going to do this, Rabbi Yisai. Classic me. Does anyone understand right now? No. No, you don't understand. I think you understand, but you don't... My kasha of understanding is not to understand. Chab? Negative psychology. Yeah. You answering? I don't want answers. I want kashas. However, kashas are so much better than terutz. Sometimes I'm sitting there giving a drush on my shir in my shul, and I'm just like, I don't even want to give a teretz. Why can't I just walk off the stage with a kasha? So much better. Kashas are just amazing. Kvager did it all the time. Tzarchi and Gadol, he walked away. And we think we're Talmidei Chacham. Oh, this is the teretz of Kvager's kasha. What do you think, Rabbi Kvager didn't know that? Are you serious? I'm not saying you shouldn't try to be a teretz. That's the Mahalach and Yeshivas now. We learn alumnus. I'll be Reb Chaim. A new Yisrael and Lima until we can be retired from Kivei Eger. Just be forewarned that, like, I venture to say Reb Kivei Eger was a guy. Like, just keep that in your mind. Like, sometimes it's, even if you do have a Teretz of the Kash, just, like, walk away and know, like, Reb Kivei Eger was able to live with the Kash. And that's important for Ashkaf and Shmuz also, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't let your Kashas take you off the Derech. Because we all have Kashas. We all don't have terutzim, and that's the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo made us. But Afal Pichin, Reb Kivager still went to the next daf. And now went to the next daf. And that's the site of Leila Seder, of building the Jewish nation. You're allowed to have kashas. You're allowed to have kashas. And honestly, you know, I can give tirus from today until tomorrow how the Haggadah really answers the kashas, but maybe it's not the best answer. Maybe your kashas is even better than the tirus. Maybe we're still searching for the tirus. Maybe that's the issue. Toisvah says, Loisizra karuchol kilayim dumyu dizriya de nichale. A posuk that knows you need das, midor raisa. I think that answers your question, right?
Yeah.
Toisvah was saying that garmi was derabbanan, but avada you need das for kilayim midor raisa. Huh? Yeah. That's what I'm just saying. Like, the fact that I sold you a bag of goods that Toisvah doesn't need das. Like, I messed you over. Like, I lied. I'm a chakra. What?
That's how it was the whole
Hasro. Hasro was for a different purpose.
It wasn't for
God. No, it was for Garbi. That's Toisvis. You're in the Ramban. Right?
Yeah.
David, right?
Yeah.
Ethan, good? You with me? Sammy, good?
Yeah.
Jonah, good?
Yeah.
Everyone, good? Daniel, good? Moshe, good? Jeez, 2 seconds there. Eitan, good? Daniel, good? We good? Evan, good? No, I'm good? Don't give me the head shake. Is it really good? Cover up. It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, the draft picking on this side of the room.
Cover up.
What's pshat? I think Sammy and Nat figured this out in the same thing. Yeah, I'm about to build you new site, but I'm not actually introducing anything that you didn't know. I'm just putting things together in our way site. I'm just taking pieces of a puzzle and trying to place them together. And that's really what in life you're supposed to do with the kashas. You're supposed to build puzzles.
Chevra, everyone holds you das. Everyone holds kilayim needs das. Toisus is voide. I believe in das, Toisus is. But yesh lachkor. In any sugya that I need das, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai, to what I'm about to say, because this is going to be a soid for the entire sugya. Yesh lachkor when you need das. Is that das Is that das? A proactive das? Is that das part of the oiser adover? Is that a chatzi v'chatzi that these things come together and create an explosion? Is that what's going on over here? Or is that das assumed? And only if you want to now negate the dover ha'oiser, the pivotal asering, that this has the ability to repeal it, to uproot it, to blow it up, but it's not part of the active ingredient to create the end. Everyone heard my chakira? When I say that you need das, so what am I saying be'etzem when it comes to kilayim, when you need das? What I'm saying is that it's not enough just to have the ear moved. You need das. Everybody subscribes to that. It's a serious akosa. But yesh lachkor. Does that mean that really the mixture and the erbuvia is what's asering? And it's not a 50-50 piece coming together and os asering with the das? And what role does the das do? It just has the ability to uproot the oser of the mixture if you don't have das lahaniach and das lehisyayish. But you're going to uproot it. You're like a sha'atzor elektenu. I don't want to be a messiahish. Is that the pshat of the das? Or is the pshat of the das? Then no. You can't just have a physical mixture over here. You actually need das in tandem with the davar ha'oser that's proactively asking. Everyone heard my chakira? Everyone hear what I'm saying? Who could tell me another area of halacha that I had a similar chakira, Rabbi Yisai? That affected me 2 Shavuosim ago. Cholent. Said to Sammy and Seder, life always comes back to the cholent.
All the Yisraelis are original. Hevra, speak it out to me.
I have a Shiloh. I asked it to one of the Talmidim on their Bechina, Rabbi said. Shiloh was two Shabbosim. Went like this. There is this pitcher that has a heating element on the bottom. A person came over to me on Shabbos and said that usually when they pick it up, the entire thing moves with it. Are you with me? But over here, it was unlocked, and they picked it up, they didn't realize, and the bottom detached from the top, and they put it back down. They wanted to know if it was mutter to heat up, to give them water for their child. Was that basically hachazara b'isr? Okay? So now Rabbi said, give me some Aram HaKoymus on this Shiloh.
Rashi
and Rabbeinu Tam. Who's Rabbeinu Tam? Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos. Speak it out, Rabbi Yisai. What's the Rashi and Tosfos? Let's not get complicated into my Shiloh, into my case. That's already getting to the Rav Shach and the Rav Kiva Eger. Let's get to one step further. Let's just do the basic. What's the machloikis between the Rashi and Tosfos when it comes to Hachazar?
To what extent do we apply here the most divergent Shiloh?
Meaning what?
Well, is it easy to say that if you say like the Rash, that it's just unique, that in the most divergent Shiloh is unique and there's a custom to Kilayim and Shrita, then over here also, once even if you didn't have intent, even if you had intention to lift it, you thought it was going to stay connected, it's considered like a like an actual Maisa, like throwing up Nevela into the Chalim. But according to Tosos, who would say that anything where you don't have the right Machshava, it's all telling the Machshava, then you're able to put it back at Tosos.
So there's two ways to look at Das. Is the Das, there it happens to be, right, the flip direction, because what the Usser is the Mutter. But if we just talk about Kilayim, not try to complicate things right now. When we look at this Das of Kilayim, is the Das a Tnai? But really what's Assering is the mixture. And just, if you don't have Das, we're assuming that there's Das for it to be together. But the Bailim has the ability to say, wait, stop, I'm going to go collect this when I get back from Chicago. When I get back off my plane, I'm going to go fix this Kilayim. So don't think that this is really a mixture. Is that a Tnai that you're uprooting the Isser, but the Oyser Adover is really what's pivotal, is really the mixture, and the Das could really just uproot it or counteract that Irbuvia? Or no? It's really in the most Adover Shinishalah. This is really Das. This is pivotal. It's not just a Maisa-oriented Isser. The Machshava over here is what's necessary. So it could be that Tosfos, in the top Tosfos, subscribes to Das. Tosfos subscribes to Das, but that doesn't necessarily translate to mean that just because I subscribe to Das that you need to give me Hasra and make sure that my Das proactively is there in order to create the Isser. Maybe we could assume the Das is there. Kind of like the Tzam Sofer says, it's muchzuk that it's going to be Kilayim. That's the assumption. Until a guy comes and tells you, oh no, I'm countering that. And I'm removing that conditional entity. But to create the Kilayim, you have what you need. Because I have a mixture. And I don't have Das that's negating that. Whereas what? Other Rishonim might say, no, you don't give me the Asrof. You didn't speak that to me. If you didn't trigger that, if you didn't pull that out of me, you're missing the Chatzi Oyser. You're missing what's part and parcel of what's Asering over here, which ultimately Rabbi Yisai might play out of whether or not, in the reverse direction, will be the role of another figure. Is that a problem, a role of another figure, when it comes to Chazar on Shabbos? If you hold that the Das is not pivotal, so then... If you hold that the Das is pivotal, so then... Taisa says, you can't asser something else. If you hold that it's just conditional, so maybe someone else could asser over here. That's what we were pointing out from HaChazara, but without complicating things and plugging it into the HaChazara issues, just by Kilayim, we already could suggest that Taisvis subscribes to Das, but just in another orientation. Das that's going to negate, not Das that's going to be proactive and create the Isser. Is the Olam with me? Yeah, Julian.
My Chavrus and I are speaking this out, so to ask. So let's say you have a case where you're in Nebraska in your summer house, and back home in New York, you have an ibur of kinyan. So you're lacking a das lakor. So and I never knew about it. So I say that already there are kinyan because you're lacking a matir.
I don't think so.
Like it sounds like nobody would say
yeah,
that.
I don't think so. Right.
So you have some rough
right.
Kinyan.
You have to be aware. You're not like misasik, but you have to be aware about it and still not right. Yeah. It's a good point though.
Couldn't also say that.
Oh! Didn't the Chassam Sofer make a diyuk and said, even without the Asra, it would still be Kilayim? So now I ask on that Chassam Sofer, but what do you mean, Tosis in the next Talmud says you need Das? It's not a Kasha. The only reason you should need, I could say you need Das, and there could be Kilayim because you're aware about it, like Julian just pointed out. You know about the Kilayim. You didn't proactively do anything. We didn't have to ask you about it. But the fact that you didn't uproot it, the fact that you didn't negate it, the fact that you didn't remove that conditional t'nai, that is enough to aser, even though you didn't go through the formal hasra practice. So fakir judah, the Chassam Sofer's diik in Bezim and Aleph, that it could be kilayim, is a raya to what I'm saying. Because that's the das is all a t'nai. So you don't need the formal hasra like what the Ramban needs.
Is he saying like even if you don't have das? Is he kind of saying that you don't actually need das? He's saying it's going to be hasra automatically. Your das.
I think you have das. What I'm trying to say is you have das according to Tosis Kol Zman that you don't negate it.
But what if you don't want to walk down? Then you can't possibly have das.
No. That's what Julian was just asking.
Correct.
You have to be aware about the mitzvahs. If a guy doesn't know Bechlal not, so I think you're a Masasi. But if you're aware, and we didn't actually give you that straw for now to find out your proactive das, it could be, according to Tosis, then we could assume that it would be us, I believe. Yeah. That what?
If you know there's two lines, you don't fix it.
No, according to the Ramban, you would need Hasra. Still not sufficient. You have to go through the process. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So the Chassam Sofer wants to be mechalik between the sheretz.
Oh, well, I'm getting there in a second. Give me one second. I'm taking one second. Give me one second. Yeah.
So in terms of are you saying that Kol Zman, that you don't say.
You don't negate it.
So that means we're establishing with Cheskes Avaria.
It means we're establishing that this is the Erbuvia. And that's what Asur is.
And you want it.
According to Tosfos, what is Kilayim? Is Kilayim the Erbuvia or the Erbuvia / Das? What creates Kilayim, Rabosai?
Erbuvia.
You just have a Chiddush, the Torah has a Chiddush, that your Das could mess up with that Erbuvia. So the Muchzokos that the Chassam Sofer is saying, which answers your question, you haven't seen Seder, it's not that we machzik you as an Avarian. You need to be Mechadish something to take away the Oyser. The Isser is a Metzias. It just as a Chiddush is that what? That you have the ability to negate that. So Kol Oda, you're not negating that. So then, Memela, we're going to stick with the status quo that it's an Erbuvia. Everyone with me or by side? Yeah, Isaac.
I feel like in Tosos it says the opposite.
Why?
It says, like the last line, Tani of Sporch, Lose Azera Karmelab Kilayim, Dunem Bezria, like it doesn't actually become Kilayim until the person gets like it's the sky.
Yeah, so why can't Nicha just mean that that's the status quo? Until you uproot and say, hey, wait a second, no, I'm going to fix this. So the Tanai is Makuya. The conditional is there. I don't think you see from Tosis whether or not the Das is proactive or conditional in that line.
But Nicha is a little bit of a weird lesson for that, no?
Why?
Because Nicha is like, in general, when we say Nicha, we don't say Nicha by.
I am fully subscribing to Nicha right now. Kol Zman that I don't negate this is Nicha. Doesn't necessarily mean I need proactive. Doesn't mean we had to have a conversation about it. You didn't demonstrate that it's low Nicha. So that's Nicha. That's okay. That suffices for a Kilayim. So the Erbuvia, the Metzias of the Erbuvia, was never negated. So that's Nicha.
So it's just a Matir. Das is a Matir.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Tanai that if you uproot that Tanai, so Mimela, the Yisr doesn't exist. But it's not foundational. It's not pivotal. It's not what's creating the Yisr. Rabboisai, I'm not done at all. This is where things get really geschmack. And you could taste the sweetness of the Torah Shebaal Peh of Chanukah. Morev Raboisai, lefi this hakdomo, lefi this yesoid, lefi everything that I just presented to you, we can now answer Reb Chaim, the Maral Diskin, and all the Achronim's kashas. Again, I started shir with the following kasha, Raboisai. What was my kasha? My kasha was, what is Tosis selling us? In the second Tosis. I don't buy it. I don't think it makes sense. Tosis says, Lamaisa, when it comes to Tumas Sheretz, it's Hezek Sheinu Nikar. Why is it Hezek Sheinu Nikar? Because you don't really know if there's Hezek here. The Mazik is not clear. Why is the Mazik not clear? Because by definition, for what? For Tumah, you need not only for the Sheretz to land onto the fruit, but you need there to be a Machshir process. And if I can't say confidently that there was a machshir process, that there was a hechshir, that Yad Shach Adam, that those Zayin Mashkim were on top of these fruits, so how can I say that I know confidently that there's a Maisa Hezek here? So Rabbi said, comes all these Achroinim, comes Reb Chaim Brisker, comes the Maral Diskin, he says, yeah, so what? That's true also when it comes to Kilayim. You also don't know if it's Nichalei. You also don't know if there's Das. You also don't know if you have the ability to Kilayim. No, Rabbi Yisai, Zokt Reb Nochum, Zokt Allah Achroinim, Zokt Reb Chaim. Geschmack! Why is it geschmack, Rabbi Yisai? Come say it to me. Because when it comes to Tumas Sheretz, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Yisai of Tumas Sheretz? This is apt to be a Chakira. What's the pshat that you need a Hechsher to the fruits before it becomes Tumas? So there's a Ramban. You should know this in the Olam HaYeshivas. This is a Chakira in Parsha Shmini. They quote the Ramban in Parsha Shmini in Perek Yud Aleph. The Ramban sounds like, I think I once saw this Hagadorah in Rabbi Ganak, I think Rabbi Chanan has this Yisod as well. What's Pshat in the Hechsher, the Mayim, or the Zayin Mashkin that are getting onto the fruits? There's two ways to look at that. One way to look at that, which I'm not going to go with right now, is that it's not really a full-fledged fruit. In order for it to become Tomei, it has to complete its Shem Meichel completion. It's a gemara meichel, and now with the water on it, now it completes the entity, so now it becomes susceptible to tumor. Or Rabbi says, Dr. Ramban, perhaps there's a new yusoid in what tumah is. Perhaps the Zayin Mashkin is the PSENG. It's the electrical wire. It's the current. It's the way the tumah gets passed over, it's a chelek of the metame through the Zayin Mashkin. If you understand it like that it's electricity, and that's the reason why you need Zayin Mashkin, it's not just, I have to prepare this item. No, this is part of the metame, this is pivotal for the metame. So what's asering over here? Just the Dover Atame? What's creating the mazik over here? Just the Dover Atame? Or do you have both of them together that create Tumah? So if I'm missing the machshir, Rabbi Yisai, I'm missing the essential entity. I don't know if there is a hezek here. Why? Because I'm not only missing a condition, I'm missing the etzem zah, the ikar ha'oyser. I might have had a dover tamei, a sheretz that got on this, but that could be meaningless. Because the dover ha'oyser is not just the sheretz. It's what? It's the sheretz with the mayim. So that's hezek sheinu nikar. Mashen genzok deiliger Reb Chaim. Moiridik Raboisai. When it comes to kilayim, what's your oyster in das atoisnes? In das harash? In das, what's their aster? What's the ikar oyster? It's the what? It's the erbuvio. It's the mixture. Now you want to know. What about Das? Come on, Rabbi. Don't sell me a bag of goods. Steers and Dices in. What happened to Das? Top of Dices? How does that work? No, it's their geschmack. Das over here is not part of the Oyser. Das is just a t'nai that could uproot the Oyser if it's loy nichale. But zok de helig echsam soy for Rabbi Isai? What's the muchzokus over here? What's the assumption over here? That what? that there's an oyser. Because that kama, that you don't give me das to say that it's loy nichalei, I'm going to assume that it's nichalei. Because I don't need proactive das, because I don't even need hasra for that reason, right? I need hasra for a tire, different reason, Rav Garbohus. Chevra, you with me? This yesoid in Tosis that already started building from the Rash in Tosis, already from Achazara, from before the Bechina, Rav Oisai, is the way we're saving Tosis at the base of the bees. It's not stiras. It's a raya. It protects it. It's a mishmeres. It's the pach shemen that's down deep into the ground that was in the canister that was protected.